Next is a progress note on William Childress, C-H-I-L-D-E-R-S, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Place was Argentine Care Center in Argentine, Michigan. Date was March 23rd, 2022. The pair of Mr. Childress was seen regarding stroke with hemiplegia period. He also had the right leg amputated at one point. It was a high amputation period. He needs staff to mobilize him, right? He is dependent on staff to mobilize him, and he uses a wheelchair period. He's not an ambulatory period. He also has peripheral vascular disease period. There's a past history of seizures, but that's currently stable period. New paragraph review of systems. No fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, or other specific complaints. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. He's adequately nourished period. Temperature 97.8, pulse 78, respiratory 16, O2 sat 98%, blood pressure 108 over 66, head and neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, neck supple without nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal as 1-2, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, musculoskeletal, he has bilateral below knee amputations, the paragraph assessment of plan 1. Mr. Childress seems content and in good spirits most of the time period. He's been here for some time period. He has had the stroke history. And continues on aspirin 81 milligrams daily period. 2, he has a history of seizures and he continues on Dilantin 200 milligrams daily and he's had no seizures or toxicities period. He sometimes gets wheezy and may use a Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs as needed, period. His history of bipolar disorder, but that's stable. He's pleasant, period. His generalized weakness, period. Continue the same overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.